Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Negan's here, too. I'm excited about having him back. Bob is a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's our retail expert in the Brain Trust. He's the man who learned how to sell kites 12 months out of the year. I mean, I want to listen to a man who can sell a kite to a man when the wind's not blowing. That's an amazing retailer right there, buddy. And he's turned it into Whiz Bang Training, which is an outstanding training organization. Operates out of Michigan, but really all over the world. And he and his wife, Susan, wrote the book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And that's not just a book of how to do it. That's a prophecy book all the way back to 2004. He's our good friend, Bob Negan. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, we got the holidays here. And, you know, we just had Small Business Saturday. And I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon, even though I'm pretty good at it. But I think Small Business Saturday is every Saturday. And so it sort of irks me a little bit to have for the people to say, you know, this is Small Business Saturday. Well, you know what? Every Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Otherwise, we couldn't make it. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Although it is wonderful to have, you know, I mean, American Express did a great thing. By the way, they're really smart doing that also. You know, sort of emphasizing and putting the spotlight on small businesses. But, we're both in the same sort of corner here in that we think that small business is the soul of any community.
That's right.
And that... Now, you know, just sort of as an aside, now it's my turn to be a curmudgeon. Everybody's talking about shop local, and while I agree 1,000%, I think that people should shop local not because money stays in the community, which it does, not because of any of those reasons. I think people should shop local because your local businesses are the best businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And and now that the holidays are here, this is the time for small independent business people to step up and show our colors.
Well, and the thing is there was a time when somebody could throw a competitive strategy at us, a big, fancy, expensive strategy at us, and all we could do was take it and take whatever crumbs fell off the table. But we can fire back now with the same weaponry as any big company. And so there's no reason why we just have to roll over. I mean, we can be just as competitive. And so any small business that wants to be competitive and relevant, or I should say relevant and then competitive today, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that.
You are absolutely correct. In fact, I think that right now, if you're a small independent, you have a competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to create an experience. And, you know, Amazon is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make that online experience great, but it's not the same as touching the clothing.
That's
or,
right.
You know, sitting on the bicycle.
And see, that's what I call
the bread.
Bob, that's what I call a relevance advantage that happens
yes.
before they even know whether you're competitive or not.
That's right. That's right. And the holidays is the time to show it. You know, a lot of people, a quick story. Once upon a time, a florist told me, said, you know, I want to know how to get business the rest of the year. I have enough
mm-hmm.
business on Valentine's Day.
Right.
I said, well, if you want to get more, you need to go to break?
No, go ahead. You're doing good.
Okay. If you need to get business the rest of the year, be really good at Valentine's Day. And he didn't quite get that.
Right.
Now's the time to get customers and show them what you made of.
Well, that's exactly right. And what better time than now, while they're all, you know, worked into a froth over holidays, and they're coming to see you and they're contacting you, What better time now than to be collecting information about them and with their permission, like their email addresses and maybe even, you know, if they say, well, when's this going to come in? And you say, well, if it's okay, I'll text you when it comes in, or I'll email you when it comes in, or I'll let you know. They'll tell you. They'll give you that information.
Absolutely. Or if you have a loyalty program, which I recommend
right.
to all small businesses, you know, this is the time. And often I get the excuse, well, I'm too busy to do the fundamentals. And
so
I don't
you're too busy to stay in business? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. The fundamentals. So now is the time when you can't use it's busy, I have part-time seasonal help as an excuse. Now is the time to really do a better job of everything.
So imagine it's 1910 or 1920, let's say, and somebody comes to you and says, to your business and says, I think you should, it's time for you to install a telephone. And you say, you know what? I'm just too busy.
That's right.
Or we're gonna pave the road in front of your store if you'll let us. And you say, no, I'm sorry, I'm just too busy. I can't be bothered with that. That you're too busy to allow customers to find you, to look at you, to shop with you before they buy, to connect with you, to see your values. To get a feeling for you, who you are, and to fall in love with you a little bit, maybe online before they meet you in person, you're too busy for that. You can't say that. That's a death wish, isn't it?
It really is, and a lot of people do. And it's merely a question of, you know, it's not even time management. You know, it's focus management. It's easy to get caught in the grind. It's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get to just sort of grind it out day by day. But it's more important that you do the important work first so that you can build a business, not just run a store.
Well, so many people today are sitting at home at night, and they're thinking about what they want for themselves or for somebody else. And it's almost pastime. I mean, people are not watching television and shopping around online, or they're doing it at the same time. And they don't care if they go to Macy's or to Maggie's, right?
Yeah.
They don't care
right.
which store they go to. They want to find what they want. They want to be able to look at it and see how it compares. And they might even not care if you're a little more expensive.
They don't care, actually, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Whizbangtraining.com, right, Bob?
That is correct.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Bob Nagin. More to come on serving your customers and loving them up during the holidays.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.